In sooth, I know not why I am so sad. It wearies me. But how I caught it, found it, or came by it, what stuff 'tis made of, whereof it is born, I am to learn. And such a want-wit sadness makes of me that I have much ado to know myself. My ventures are not in one bottom trusted, nor to one place, nor is my whole estate upon the fortune of this present year. Therefore my merchandise makes me not sad.
Antonio is joined by his much-loved friend Bassanio. If anyone can break Antonio's mood, it is this young Venetian man about town.
Well, tell me now what lady is the same to whom you swore a secret pilgrimage that you today promised to tell me of.
'Tis not unknown to you, Antonio, how much I've disabled mine estate by something showing a more swelling port than my faint means would grant continuance. Nor do I now make moan to be abridged from such a noble rate. But my chief care is to come fairly off from the great debts wherein my time something to prodigal had left me gaged. To you, Antonio, I owe the most in money and in love. And from your love, I have a warranty to unburden all my plots and purposes how to get clear of all the debts I owe.
I pray you, good Bassanio, let me know it. And if it stands, as you yourself still do, within the eye of honor, be assured my purse, my person, my extremest means lie all unlocked to your occasions.
In my school days, when I had lost one shaft, I shot his fellow of the selfsame flight the selfsame way with more advised watch to find the other forth. And by adventuring both, I oft found both. I owe you much, and like a willful youth, that which I owe is lost. But if you please to shoot another arrow that self way which you did shoot the first, I do not doubt, as I will watch the aim, or to find both, or bring your latter hazard back again, and thankfully rest debtor for the first.
You know me well, and herein spend but time to wind about my love with circumstance. Do but say to me what I should do, and I am pressed unto it. Therefore speak.
In Belmont is a lady richly left, and she is fair, and fairer than that word, of wondrous virtues. Sometimes from her eyes I did receive fair speechless messages. Her name is Portia. Nothing undervalued Decato's daughter Brutus's Portia, nor is the wide world ignorant of her worth, for the four winds blow in from every coast renowned suitors, and her sunny locks hang on her temples like a golden fleece. And many Jasons come in quest of her. Oh, my Antonio, had I but the means to hold a rival place with one of them? I have a mind presages me such thrift that I should question this be fortunate.
Thou knowest that all my fortunes are at sea. Neither have I money nor commodity to raise a present sum. Therefore, go forth. Try what my credit can in Venice do. Go, presently inquire, and so will I, where money is. And I no question make to have it of my trust or for my sake.